Hello and welcome to Brits in the End Zone, or Bites, as we'll occasionally say. I am Josh, or Adley, as some people will call me. They're laughing already, so I've done my job. JP to my left, do you want to say a quick hello?
Hello.
That was it. Charles.
Hi, everyone.
And Greeny.
Hi, guys.
Greeny is going to be called Greeny by us, but he might call himself Dan or Dan, but we'll get into that later. So this is a podcast based in the UK. We live in London. We're NFL fans. Obviously, NFL is an American sport. So we thought that there was a little bit of a gap for people over here to chat about NFL and all the things that come with it. Mainly the fantasy league, not mainly, but that'd be a big element of it. But also other gripes and things that we're interested in over here, like waking up in the middle of the night and checking, you know, who scored this touchdown and that, and watching Red Zone late at night, all that kind of stuff. So we'll occasionally be funny, we'll be very informative, and we're basically going to break all the records. So so that's the intro, really. Fair? Is that good?
Very fair. Yeah.
Thanks,
much
guys.
Better.
But, well, don't say better, because then I know we did it before. So that's the intro. Let's get cracking. I think it's important quickly to mention our sponsors. It'd be unfair not to. Zing Zing, Chinese delivery based in London. They're really great, and mainly great because they deliver us free Chinese while we do this podcast. But not only that.
I'm here.
Well, yeah. I mean, that's the only reason Charlie's here. Who's our? We should really mention straight away who's our world class engineer. He's Oscar nominated. So Bites 20 is the discount code. That's yeah. What does that give you, Charles?
Well, Bites is an acronym for Brits in the End Zone. B I T E Z. So we've actually got our own thing there,
and it's food related.
Yeah, so it works.
So I think you get something like a 20% discount, something like that.
Well, that's exactly what you get.
Perfect. So enough of that, enough of them. Let's crack on with the show. So what are we going to talk about first? The best place to start, I think, is let's just announce who we support and let everyone kind of get to know us a bit better. Charles, who do you support?
I support the Jacksonville Jaguars. They're not very good. That's a start. But I think the main... Well, originally, I got into NFL through fantasy and, you know,
fantasy football.
Fantasy football, not just in my mind. Right? No,
not just your fantasy.
No. Yeah. But, you know, NFL fantasy. But the first couple of seasons I was playing it was kind of just following the players that I had in my fantasy team. And, you know, that was fun for a while. But then you kind of realised that when the season starts again and you have a whole new fantasy team, that any allegiances you accumulated...
They've gone.
They've long gone. And yeah. So it kind of... I kind of thought, you know what? I should probably pick a team.
This is your way of explaining why you've supported three or four teams within the space of 2 years.
I did start off very early on flip-flapping, but now I'm firmly in the Jacksonville Jaguars camp. And I think, you know, in terms of finding a reason to pick a team, there are quite a few. I picked the Jags because first of all, they play in London every year.
Good reason.
Is good.
And we've been to two great games there.
We have indeed. But also, at the time, and I know I said I don't rely on my fantasy option, but at the time I had Blake Bortles, who was throwing touchdowns for fun a couple of years ago, and they had quite a good, young, exciting team, and I thought they're a bit of an underdog, they're not very good, but they've got the potential to be a bit better, and also the logo is actually quite cool and the kit's cool, and that is
they're all good
that shouldn't
reasons.
Be underestimated no. as a reason to pick a team.
Okay, cool. Greeny, talk us through your choice.
Okay. Well, I promised my fellow podders here that I would talk about South Carolina as much as possible. So how could I not introduce by talking about... So I did a year abroad in South Carolina. It happened. Before I went there, I'd only watched a few Super Bowls, and I began to be surrounded by the NFL about 24/7 and realised I really needed a team.
It's quite big in America, eh?
it's not small. It's not small. So,
like you.
Okay, thank you. Okay, so there was no natural team to choose because Carolina Panthers are actually more of a North Carolina-based team. So I kind of wanted to pick a team which had a team on the rise, exciting players, wear a cool kit, and importantly, no one else supported.
Mm-hmm.
So I decided to choose the San Diego Chargers. They had an amazing running back in LaDainian Tomlinson. They got beautiful jerseys in the powder blue, which I'm wearing currently.
And looking great in. Especially with your Czech shirt very kind of poking
tight.
Through.
It's what I like to call the formal casual sporting look, but it is. Okay. It works. And they're also based in beautiful San Diego, so I really couldn't resist that choice. Since then, they've kind of been underachieving, got rid of my favourite players, and moved from San Diego.
Perfect.
Vindicated.
Yeah, so I'm a proud and reluctant LA Chargers fan.
Okay, there we go. I'll quickly explain myself. I'm an Eagles fan, Philadelphia Eagles, much like our engineer Charlie. So they're overrepresented on this podcast. The reason I support them is because the first game I ever turned on late at night was an Eagles game, and Donovan McNabb was playing, I don't know who else, Brian Westbrook, that's a guy. Yeah, he was playing, and they were kind of cool. First team, they're obviously dreadful, but I kind of quite like that as well. So there you go, three teams, three unexpected teams, I guess, which is quite nice. Yeah. And then there's, as I said, the mystery that is JP, who just, doesn't support anyone.
Yeah.
No, not really. Well, like Charles said earlier, he got into NFL through fantasy, and I've kind of done the same thing. And actually, earlier this season, Julio was on my team. I was actually in America with Greeny, who made me buy a Julio shirt.
Julio Jones.
Mm.
Thank you.
You were getting a lot of love for
the Atlanta Falcons.
I was getting a lot of love for the Julio shirt, but having watched them throw away that lead against the Patriots, I decided enough's enough.
They're not for you.
Not for me. I actually need a proper team to support. So
what we're going to do, JP, which we've kind of just about run past you about 5 minutes ago and you're happy with, is we're going to choose a team for you.
Oh.
There you go.
We've been chatting about this in the week. We've all thought of a team to put forward for JP to support.
I assume it's obviously not going to be, you know, Jags, Chargers, Eagles.
It won't be any of them. We've also kind of said it can't be anyone too good. It can't be the Patriots, because that's just not fun for anyone.
Not the Seahawks.
Really? No. Don't. Seahawks. None of that.
But this is actually
you're
going to be supporting for life.
This is quite,
once we pick them,
this is quite
this
big.
Is your team.
Yeah, I think we're all going to nominate a team, the three of us, and then it's going to go to a Twitter poll. So, you know,
I like
you
that.
Guys actually have,
I think
you guys listening have the power.
We're leaving the fate of my future in the hands of our followers.
There's lots of Twitter polls going on Twitter, and ours are pretty successful. So we're up there with the best. JP, what we haven't told you is that we're actually going to get a tattoo of whichever team we decide on tattooed onto your body, and you're going to have to agree to that. So.
Yeah, and the position of which
on said tattoo. Okay.
Do I get to decide where the tattoo is?
No, that goes to a Twitter poll as well.
Okay.
No.
Everything goes to Twitter polls.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's hope we haven't all chosen the same team. Greeny, what one are you suggesting JP supports for the rest of his life?
Right. I've actually been quite nice to you. I've gone for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
That's fine. I had a backup.
Yeah, they're a young, exciting team. Great core of players. We're talking quarterback in Jameis Winston. We've got wide receiver Mike Evans, and now they've recently got hold of DeSean Jackson. So we're looking at a pretty exciting
formerly of the
from the Eagles.
Philadelphia Eagles.
He's gone there.
There we go.
Genuinely didn't know that. That's good.
They're 9 years without being in the playoffs, so this could be their breakthrough year.
I bet they said that every year for the last 9 years.
And recently, they've become the team of Hard Knocks.
I saw that.
Get a lot of exposure.
We're going to chat a bit about Hard Knocks later, because that's one of the best things I think about.
That is exciting.
Oh, it certainly is. Yeah. And also, I'd quite like to see you take off that Julio Jones jersey and put on one of the worst jerseys in the NFL. So, and if this is going to be a running segment every podcast, I'm going to enjoy it with you because they're a good team.
Yeah, so I think we're going to follow JP's journey as the ups and downs of supporting whichever team we decide on.
He should certainly at least know the scores of the games. You know,
I do like NFL.
There you go.
Yeah, fair enough.
That's lucky. Okay, so that's a good start. Charlesy?
Whilst, that was a good pick from Greeny. Mine at first might not seem as nice. I'm picking the Cleveland Browns.
Oh
yeah!
I mean,
that's the reaction I was expecting.
Could have been the Rams. Hopefully, who you picked, Adley.
But
never heard of them.
Whilst the Cleveland Browns do have the worst name, the worst logo, the worst kit,
the worst team,
one of the worst teams,
the worst color.
I mean, I don't work in sales, but this is my pitch. It's not going well. But basically, the reason I picked them is I believe that they're quite an exciting project to kind of enter at the ground floor now, because they've accumulated a lot of very high draft picks for the upcoming draft, two years worth of drafts. And that means they're going to be able to, you know, get a lot of good young players.
Underachieve a little more when they flop.
You know, I think they're taking the money ball approach. You know, that worked well in baseball.
Haven't they had a lot of
film? There was a film.
Haven't they had a lot of picks the last couple of drafts?
But even more so now. And also, the last couple of drafts, you know, they're not they're still young players that could, you know, could become good. You know, they're not necessarily going to make an immediate impact, but, you know, over the next year or two, you know, okay, things will start to happen. And I think it's an exciting project. You know,
the sales pitch got better as you went on.
I got the, you know, I finished well. That's, yeah.
My favourite thing about the draft with Cleveland is that there's some really obvious players out there. And I love Cleveland just going, nope. I'm going to go the opposite direction here.
Yeah, yeah, let's just start with some shit and see what happens. Yeah. I like that. Okay.
It's a bit ironic that their only good draft they've actually had was in the film Draft Day, which obviously wasn't actually a real thing.
I've never seen that.
It's a good film.
They got Arian Foster.
in the film?
Arian Foster was an actor in the film.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
Not as himself.
No.
It's on Netflix.
It's very good.
Give it a watch.
We're not sponsored by Netflix. Okay. I've gone for the Oakland Raiders.
Ooh.
Nice.
Literally only reason is because of NWA, the rap group, and I like them and they like the Raiders. So you're heading to Oakland.
Not quite Oakland.
What do you mean?
Adley, you not been keeping up to date with the news?
What's happened to Oakland? Has Oakland disappeared off the map?
The Oakland's there, but the Raiders won't be there for long because they're moving to Las Vegas.
Oh, this is the classic teams moving around. They've gone. Oh, that's actually happened.
Yeah.
That's happening in a couple of years' time.
They're moving in 2020.
Good prep from me there. It's funny because we actually had that to talk about later, and I didn't even know that was from the team I suggested. So
let's just talk about it now then.
Okay, what's the deal with teams moving around? Like, that's mental. I mean, you don't get that. I mean, obviously, we all here are UK livers. We're football fans, so we can compare it to the Premier League. I mean, that would be mental if Man United just casually popped off to Newcastle and Sunderland went down to Southampton. Like, someone explain it to me.
It is very strange. I mean, there's only been, one actual time that's happened, and that was when the MK Dons materialised from Wimbledon. So they moved. I mean, even
and that was crazy, and that was uproar, and that's a fairly small team in the grand scheme of things.
That's a small team, and also it's not really that far.
It's like an hour.
Yeah, it's an hour away. I mean, you know, in America, they're moving like, you know, a flight away.
What do fans do if, let's say, you're a team in, I don't know, wherever it is, Carolina, your team moves the other side of the country? Do you follow them or do you follow someone nearer you? I mean, this is,
it's a good question.
A lot of care goes into these teams in America.
Well, so that's the thing, though, because in England, there's so many teams in one place. I mean, you know, there are about 15 football teams in London.
Yeah.
But in America, with the exception of a few states, there's only really one local team to you. So if they move, you're knackered.
Yeah. But the latest moves that have occurred, so we're talking about the Oakland Raiders going to Las Vegas, they're both, California and Nevada are very close here. We're talking San Diego Chargers have moved up... Not the motorway, but up the road to Los Angeles, and you've just got this crazy history of teams moving in the NFL and also in.
Is it just money? Is that the only reason you go?
It's public funding.
Well, I think the mental thing about Las Vegas is that the NFL is so against gambling, so against Vegas and any involvement with the NFL. Yet they're happy to move a team there to make money.
Money talks.
Yeah, that just seems crazy to me. I'd be absolutely livid.
Yeah.
If Barnet, my local football team, decided to move off to, I don't know, Bristol.
Huddersfield.
What would I do? I mean, I don't get to games anyway.
Well, I think it's because I think it's precise. I think that the teams that move aren't getting the attendances to warrant keeping a team. And if they think they can get more people to go to games elsewhere, that's going to, you know, certainly be a factor in the
Room. There's actually a few... When I was in San Diego, one of the reasons they moved is that they didn't get attendances.
You were in San Diego?
Yeah, tell us about this.
I visited, okay. So I've gone to see them play a few times. A few times I've been, they couldn't show them on local TV because the attendance wasn't over 65%.
Right.
So they've had to get local businesses to actually invest or donate to give the tickets so they can get over the threshold to watch on TV.
God.
So it has been happening for a while. The attendance isn't there. It's a really old stadium, the Qualcomm. So we're likely to see a lot of teams moving. And I've actually just written down a few of the moves. We're talking one team here. So Cleveland Rams moved to LA in the 1930s. Then the LA Rams moved to St. Louis. And then the St. Louis Rams have now moved back to LA. So we're talking one franchise. It's more running than they do on the pitch.
Wow, right. That's a good
Imagine
example.
Imagine supporting
of,
that team.
Yeah, you just wouldn't know where to start. Yeah.
It kind of, you lose your connection to them, I guess.
Yeah, so you feel dizzy.
So to rewind a second,
JP, which team are you happy with and which one are you not?
So we've got Raiders, we've got the Browns, and we've got the Buccaneers. I mean, I'm pretty happy.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Not with the Browns.
The Browns are an interesting project.
Yeah, JP loves a project.
I mean, Buccaneers, young team, hard knocks, exciting. I like it. Raiders, could see a bit of Marshawn next season. That's exciting.
He's great.
Talk about that
I like that
and,
guy.
And the Browns, depending on how their draft goes coming up in a little bit.
In a few days.
Then it could be exciting to start at the bottom and, you know, be a proper fan from the start.
Yeah. Okay, well, what we're going to do is we're going to put this on a Twitter poll as soon as this podcast goes out, make your decision, and then you're stuck with it for life. So that's it. It's quite big.
No pressure, Twitter followers.
You may move already. To that state. Who knows?
And then move again to yourself.
Yeah, exactly. Keep moving around. So you mentioned Hard Knocks, JP. I think there's a few things that get people into the NFL over here. I think fantasy is definitely one thing. It's probably the biggest thing over here. We'll talk about that. But I think Hard Knocks as well. I remember first seeing Hard Knocks on a plane and just got through a whole series. I think it was the Bengals or something. But it's great because I love all that those kind of shows where you see a bit of behind the scenes.
Fly on the wall documentary.
Exactly. When you get to see like how amazing it is for them, you know, they're treated so well. What are the locker rooms like? What are the training set? All that kind of stuff. So, you know, what is, for people who maybe don't know, Greeny, do you want to give us a very quick, what is Hard Knocks? Why is it good? What do you think?
Yeah, well, the NFL selects a team where it goes quite detailed into the training camp, all the different players. You get to know each of the players. You get to see the players who don't necessarily make the first team getting cut, being removed from teams. And you really get to the players that you've seen in the NFL week in, week out. You get to know a bit more about them, what they're like. Do they have character? A lot of them are quite professional, so they don't sometimes.
Yeah. It's also just so hard for the players that don't make it. Like you really grow attached to certain players, and then you know they're like the fifth backup wide receiver on the you know, and then they're just gone. They have to cut them.
It shows their families and how much they're like dependent on these contracts they may or may not get, and it kind of goes through like the whole preseason process. So it kind of it follows over the course of a couple of months, and it's you get quite attached.
I'm really excited for it because, I mean, I first watched it a couple of years ago, I think, with the Texans. And I think the show's very much dependent on the coach of the team, whether it makes a good series or not. And Bill O'Brien was great character on the show. Last year, Jeff Fisher, the Rams.
Great. Oh, God.
Didn't love him.
That was really quite dull.
Not so much. No. But I'm really looking
forward
to it.
So who is it this year? What do we say? The Buccaneers.
Buccaneers. Okay. And,
good choice.
You know, talking about players getting cut, an interesting story on there could be rumours of Doug Martin, whether he...
Oh, you mean the Muscle Hamster?
The Muscle Hamster
is he
himself.
Going?
Yeah.
Well, he's... His band for the first four games.
I thought you were about to talk about his band, as in that he's joined a band. He's at Coachella this week. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, the Muscle Hamsters.
Quite injury prone, and seeing such a high profile player, there's rumours that it might happen. Whether they show that or not, I think it's really interesting.
Yeah. And also, last year, they did a very strange pick in the draft where they traded up to the second round to pick a kicker, which is.
Mental.
Really, really unheard of. I mean,
those kickers, we could all be kickers, couldn't we?
A lot of them are probably. Actually English or Scottish.
There was always the chat about like Johnny Wilkinson getting a contract. That's the English rugby player going over there.
Harry Kane did a few kicks.
I've seen those videos. Yeah.
He smashes it.
Yeah. I mean, you're a Spurs fan. So,
yeah, of course he is.
Well, I've also seen Odell Beckham play football and he's quite good.
Really?
We're talking English football here.
Maybe sports just easy.
Yeah,
and
back to the point is that they drafted a kicker last year, and there was all this hype about how good he might be for them to for them to take him early, and then he had quite a bad first year, and they've now signed another kicker. So there's going to be quite an interesting kind of like battle between the two, battle of the kickers. So see who makes the roster.
Maybe they're just going to go with a kicker committee.
I'm not sure. That's
go with the hot foot.
Yeah,
that's another bad name.
Yeah,
that is another dreadful band name. I like it. So yeah, we'll definitely chat a little bit about Hard Knocks as and when that unfolds. But yeah, I think that's definitely something to check out if you haven't already. It's really interesting. Let's move on. And what we're going to do is a little weekly. I think this is weekly. I don't know. A little weekly segment, which is current news in and around the NFL. Charles, you're going to own this one. You love posting in our group non-stop links to this player's been dropped and this player's breathed and all that kind of thing that no one cares about. So do you want to give us a quick 5 minutes max, Charles? You've got. Tell us what's going on in the NFL.
all right, we're coming up to the draft. We've had free agency. Free agency was when all the players moved around when their contracts were up. There were a few, in terms of interesting attacking players, the most exciting one. Well, on the offense.
They do like to attack in their spare time.
Yeah, no, on the offense, shall we say. The most high-profile one was Alshon Jeffrey going from the Chicago Bears to the Philadelphia Eagles.
Hold on a minute, is this Alshon Jeffrey the one who's a good friend of Greeny?
Yeah.
So he went to South Carolina and we almost had a class together.
There we go. But he's gone to the Philadelphia Eagles, Adley, so that will be
Alshon Jeffrey. I like him. I think I've had him every year in the fantasy, or at least a few of them.
I like him. He's good. He just needs to avoid getting injured. But yeah, that'll be fun for you.
Okay.
But there have been plenty of other movements, but you can look them up later if you want to.
Wasn't there a big one today?
There was. Actually, that's a very good point.
Don't miss that, Charles.
No, true.
There you go.
Adrian Peterson, the one and only, has just signed with the...
All Day.
What's that?
I don't know what just happened.
Kanye West.
That's his nickname, All Day.
Okay, Peter. There we go. He's just signed with the New Orleans Saints on a two-year deal. So that is big news. And also...
Is that Drew Brees?
That's Drew Brees. And they've got a future Hall of Famer quarterback and a Hall of Famer running back playing together.
And now he's competing against Mark Ingram, who recently came to London and got banned from a London nightclub.
Really? For what?
For being too urban.
No.
Yeah. That legit happened.
Don't know what that means.
We're not cool with that here at Brits in the End Zone. We're not cool with that.
But it was quite a funny...
Wow, that is... That
I wish
is...
I knew he was there. I would have...
You'd have got banned from the club with him.
Yeah, exactly.
Bring Alshon along.
Okay, so those people are moving around the country.
Yeah. That'd be quite fun as well, because the first game of the season is the New Orleans Saints against the Vikings, so Adrian Peterson's old team, so that'd be fun to look out for.
Point to prove.
Absolutely. Another big free agency thing that might happen is the future of Marshawn Lynch, aka Beast Mode. He retired a year ago and now might be coming out of retirement to go sign for his home team. He's the Oakland Raiders, who are
Las Vegas Raiders.
The future Las Vegas
Raiders.
Are
they called the Las Vegas Raiders from now or from 2020?
From when they moved. Come on, that's a silly question.
imagine he grew up in Oakland and was like, right, I'm going to sign my home club. And then the second he signs, like, right, see you later, guys. We're actually off to Las Vegas. Yeah. But I don't want to...
Yeah, exactly. But I think, there's a very high probability that he's going to sign for them. And, it's a big, massive... Yeah,
Lynch back
deal.
On the scene.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, he was one of the top running backs for the last 3 or 4 years of his career. And now he's going to come back and join a team that really needs a running back. And
they have one of the best offensive lines in football.
Yeah, but also it's...
So when they say they've got one of the best offensive lines, my understanding is that what that means is that the people blocking... The people blocking the quarterback and protecting everyone, they're paid millions of pounds to do nothing but just kind of get in everyone's way and stop people getting through. Yeah.
They don't touch the ball. Yeah. They don't touch the ball, but their main role is to protect the quarterback plus push forward to create holes so that the fullback or the running back can run through them.
Because when we're doing drafts and we're chatting NFL, watching games, and I'll be like, that guy's a good runner. And you'll be like, yeah, but he's got a great offensive line. And I'm like, that's cool, but he's a great runner. And you'll be like, yeah, but that's because they're creating gaps and they're giving him space and all that kind of stuff. That's right.
Well, one of the reasons they said Marshawn Lynch was so good at Seattle, his main club, was that they said that with the offensive scheme, that he would be able to run knowing that there are two big body guys right in front of him and they would move in the split second, or they would separate in the split second that he was running that direction. Right. So the timing was perfect.
Yeah.
So that it completely caught the defense by surprise. It allows
It'd be quite funny if they got it like a split second wrong and just ran into their arse.
Yeah. It happens. What's it called? JP? Buttgate? Or
butt fumble.
Butt fumble.
Yeah.
Brilliant. Okay, so that's Lynch. Anything else? You got 1 minute.
Well, he's also Lynch related. He recently got caught up in a Las Vegas kind of furor and
scandal.
That's the word. And basically, he attended, as did about 20 other current and former NFL players, an arm wrestling competition that the World Championships of Arm Wrestling in Las Vegas. And everyone got in trouble.
The NFL weren't too happy with that. They seem to associate arm wrestling with gambling. Obviously. So said that anyone involved was going to end up getting fined and in classic...
What, players aren't allowed to go around arm wrestling?
Not in organised competition.
No, because it can be gambled upon.
Oh, wow.
But classic Lynch just...
he doesn't care, does he?
No, he just replies to the NFL basically saying that I'm not an NFL player, so you can't find me.
Well, he wasn't. No, he's not. There you go.
But also, that sounds very much like Lynch, and he's doesn't like getting fined, because I think a couple of Super Bowls ago, before he retired the first time, he went to an interview before the Super Bowl, and his answer to every single question about 25 times was, "I'm just here so I don't get fined." So and it's worth checking out online. It is hilarious. No matter what the question was, "I'm just here so I don't get fined." And he didn't get fined, so good for him.
Didn't Lynch good also do that that survival show?
He did something in the UK, didn't he? He rocked up somewhere.
Yeah, he went to, whilst this year's Super Bowl was on, he went to, in Houston, America, he went to Houston in Scotland and did this whole Skittles advert where he was kind of dressing up as in a kilt and fighting Highlanders in the forests.
That's not what I was talking about. Oh, but, what's his name? The guy...
Bear Grylls. Oh, right. Did he do a show with him?
He did. It's on YouTube. So
Give that a watch.
Wow. Give that a watch.
Nice.
So talented, our Lynch, isn't he?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I think he's ours.
Why is he coming back to play?
Yeah.
He's having the time of his life.
He's travelling the world.
He could be the new James Corden. Okay, so let's move on. I enjoyed that, Charles. That I really learned a lot from that, so thank you.
You're welcome.
The next segment, we're going to dumb it down at first. We're going to go through a different position each week and just kind of find out who we like, what they do, all that kind of thing. JP, I think this is your segment. You're the man for this job. Let's start with a quarterback.
Okay, so I mean, we all know the quarterback is essentially the leader of the offense. He's in charge of calling the plays. Or he can be in charge of calling the plays in the huddle with his team. He's essentially the playmaker of the team. He's the most important player on the field. You'll rarely sort of see a game where, when the quarterback doesn't play well, that his team wins.
I mean, interesting.
Unless you're the Broncos and their
got
Super
the best
Bowl
defense,
yeah, ever. And their Super Bowl win a couple of years ago. But okay, aside
apart
from that, basically,
is the quarterback just not the good-looking one?
A lot of the time,
the jock.
He is.
Okay,
half of them like Tom Brady look like supermodels. Half of them look like Charles.
Big Blake
Bortles, Big Ben. I'll take that. Blake Bortles, not Big Ben.
So, like the quarterback, he dictates possession for his team. He reads the game and he sees what's happening on the field and will adjust the offense depending on how he sees what the defense is doing.
I'm sorry, we've been talking about it for a while, but you haven't actually mentioned the fact that he throws the ball.
He does.
He's the one that throws the ball.
Oh, he's throwing that ball into the end zone.
Yeah. And when I first watched NFL, what I thought was genuinely impressive was that they managed to throw the ball essentially an empty space, knowing that in about 2 seconds' time, someone will be in that exact spot to catch the ball. I thought that's genuinely impressive.
That's why they paid the big bucks.
Exactly.
Talking about the big bucks, anyone know who the highest earner in the league is? Adley, want to
highest earner
guess?
In the league?
Yeah.
JJ Watt.
Quarterbacks, we're talking.
Sorry, but he's not a quarterback. he's one of
Andrew
the blocking
Luck.
Champs. Aaron Rodgers.
Drew Brees,
according to the source that I saw, is the highest earner.
Really?
Oh, really? I thought it was Andrew Luck.
Has he done anything, Drew Brees, apart from the odd touchdown?
When he's going to be a Hall of Famer quarterback. He won
what,
a
sorry,
Super
quick
Bowl
question.
Well.
What is the people kind of know when people are going to be Hall of Famers? Like, as far as I'm aware, that's something that you kind of find out later in life. Like if in music, it's kind of like, oh, you've now been inducted into the Hall of Fame.
That
but people
true.
Keep saying he's a franchise player, he's a Hall of Famer. So what do you mean?
Well, you can't be inducted into the Hall of Fame until 5 years after you've retired. But I think you...
So for Marshawn Lynch, that could be during his playing career.
Yeah, exactly.
Is Donovan McNabb a Hall of Famer from the Eagles?
Debatable. Probably not.
So Drew Brees tops that list, $31 million a year.
It's incredible.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
It's nuts, isn't it?
I think he is the most accurate quarterback there has probably ever been. I mean, you can watch videos, and it's actually hilarious how accurate he is. It's like,
well, for £31 million, I'd expect to be flying.
Crazy as well is that where you get drafted has such a big effect on how much you can earn. So Dak Prescott, who had an unbelievable season this year, ousted Tony Romo, took the Cowboys to the playoffs, was paid just over $600,000 a year. Not bad.
Poor bugger.
But when you compare that to Jared Goff, who was drafted first.
Jared Goff, that guy who never played.
Yeah.
Never played. And when
poor.
He did, very poorly.
Oh, the guy from the bloody Hard Knocks.
Yeah.
$19 million.
Wow.
Is that true?
According to what I read.
That's the size of his contract over the 5 years, surely.
No, I think it was like a 28 million, but you get 19 million up front as a signing bonus.
Signing on fee.
So you've just basically got to play well in college and then you can retire. Shit and then just kick back.
So Dak drafted 135th, 600 grand. Jared Goff drafted first, didn't play. 19 million.
Yeah. And he was drafted first overall.
Overall. Yeah.
Jesus.
Well, I mean, that was last year's draft where someone who was meant to be drafted one of the first picks in the draft and would have therefore got a huge, massive contract was a offensive lineman, we were talking about earlier, Laramie Tunsil. He's one of the guys who blocks the people getting to the quarterback. But the morning of the draft, someone hacked his Twitter page and posted a video of him smoking a bong out of a gas mask. And surprisingly, a lot of NFL teams suddenly went, you know what, I might not draft him.
Probably not worth the 19 million.
Yeah, exactly. So, and that made him, I mean, he was probably going to be one of the first two or three, firstly.
What's happened to our tonsils?
He got drafted 13th. And so I know that's, he'll be all right. But still, over the course of his contract, that's still about a loss of about 12, 15 million dollars.
I won't lose sleep over him, but still feel bad for him.
It's quite interesting at the time.
Okay. What about some of the best quarterbacks around and ever? What about ever? Give me a couple of really good ones, apart from Donovan McNabb.
I mean, you've got Dan Marino at the Dolphins.
I've heard of him.
Everyone from Bad Boys 2, his little cameo in that.
I didn't know that. I've just heard of him generally.
Ace Ventura as well.
He's a movie star.
You've got Joe Cool, Joe Montana.
Although Dan Marino's never won a Super Bowl.
Never won a Super Bowl. Joe Montana won 4.
Really?
You know that? Yeah.
Well,
one of the best.
Lots of rings.
My dad's favourite, shout out.
You can't have this this conversation without mentioning Peyton Manning.
Yeah.
He's gonna be up there. Brett Favre.
Oh, yeah. He was the guy before Aaron Rodgers at the Packers.
The Packers. Yeah. You've got John Elway.
Don't know him.
He was the Broncos.
YouTube.
Okay. He now is the general manager of the Broncos.
He is. YouTube The Drive, John Elway. Okay. It's amazing. Right. Fourth quarter of the AFC Championship game. 98-yard drive. Took them to overtime.
98-yard drive means you start 98 yards ago and you take the team up in bits all the way to the end, right?
You're talking the 2-yard line.
Yeah. Wow, okay.
Was amazing. Then Tom Brady. Yeah, 5 Super Bowls.
We have to mention him, Bill.
That comeback against the Falcons.
I know.
What a horrible life he had.
Yeah. Pick one of those guys. Who would you go for?
You're not even mentioning Aaron Rodgers.
Not yet.
Okay.
Will you mention?
Well, you've not mentioned Donovan McNabb, but I'm going to go for Peyton Manning purely because he's in our era, so I know him, and I just remember seeing like a documentary thing about how I think he like went to sleep with his helmet on so he could get to see through the, you know, because that's the other thing, they can't see anything, and he's pretty good, so I'm going to go him.
I mean, annoyingly, I've got to go with Tom Brady. I mean, he's just a machine. I recently found out that he's the GOAT, which is not the animal. It's
despise that phrase.
The greatest of all time. But in case anyone hears that,
is he the most winningest quarterback?
Oh God, yeah. So many American phrases that really don't need to exist, but do. But Tom Brady he's just phenomenal.
Green.
So I'm actually going to go Brett Favre, and he reminds me a bit like John McClane from Die Hard.
He just keeps coming back.
Yeah, he's a bit of this rogue cowboy. Okay. Goes there, doesn't fit the standard prototype quarterback. Goes out there, gunslinger, very exciting to watch. Although I only really caught him at the end of his career.
Fair enough. And what about in the NFL at the moment, JP? Who's your favourite quarterback that's playing today?
Best one to watch for me, Cam Newton.
Yeah, I like that.
That's fair enough.
I mean, not so much last year, but the year before when he took the Panthers to the Super Bowl, was throwing some unbelievable passes. He runs with the ball. I love a Super Bowl. Love a quarterback that runs with the ball.
He seems to care a lot about that, though. He does take it a bit much himself.
That's what I love about him.
Okay,
that arrogance.
He's a massive guy.
Gives the ball to the kids in the crowd after he scores the touchdowns. Nice.
That's
little touch.
PR, isn't it?
And just his post-game press conferences. You never know what he's going to wear.
Yeah.
It's amazing, some of his outfits.
And wasn't he one of the guys who started up the popularity of the dab?
Oh, so in that case, really, we should all despise him.
Yeah, exactly. I know.
It's just so irritating.
Yeah, that really goes in the against column.
Greeny?
Yeah, I'm going to go Aaron Rodgers. And just
watching him play, throw the ball through such tight circles. It's weird. I actually quite admire his footwork. That's a weird thing to say because it's not quite noticeable that often. But the way he's just won games through Hail Marys, you have to watch his last minute 60, 70 yard throws, very, very accurate into the end zone.
And of course, he's going out with that talented actress from the newsroom who I'm a big fan of.
I'm sorry to say this. No longer.
What?
Genuinely? No longer going out with her?
No.
I'm absolutely livid. That was my favourite. That they even beat Kim and Kanye.
Yeah, so I think she apparently got in the way of him and his brother, who's also a quarterback.
His brother?
Yeah, Jordan Rodgers.
Charles, shouldn't this have been in the news?
Yeah.
Charles, you're really... I'm getting that segment straight.
I don't follow the gossip, celebrity gossip stuff.
I do, so... I'm actually a bit shocked by that. Okay, Charles, quarterback?
I mean, I said him before, but if I said Tom Brady was the greatest of all time...
I've said him once, I've said him 1,000 times.
Exactly, I can't then say he's not currently the greatest one playing because he's still playing. There
not not Blake Bortles, no?
You know, to be decided. Let's see what he does this year, but, you know... It's got to be Brady.
For me, it's got to be Michael Vick. is he still playing somewhere?
He's playing with dogs.
Yeah, that's true. I liked him, though. He was a character. Of the current ones, I probably would have gone Cam, so if anyone cares. Okay, let's move on to the last own segment, which you've called yourself Dan's Top 3. I can't really call it Greeny's Top 3. I'll let you have it. Dan's Top 3. I don't even know what this is about. You've got 5 minutes. Hit us.
So each week, or whenever the podcast is, I will just take you through random three things I'm looking at the current time. It could be really random.
What? Us three.
I'm looking at you, exactly. Each week, I'll just say my favourite nicknames for you three, I think.
Okay.
But this week,
yeah,
I'm going to go a slightly different route, and I've looked at the crazy or unusual things that NFL players do in their off-season.
Okay, I like that.
So, probably the more popular one that I'm surprised didn't come up in the news was...
A slight dig at Charles.
No, I ran over with some of my early less interesting news. Next time.
Rob Gronkowski. He's known as being a party animal. He dates porn stars and
does he actually? He does. What porn stars?
I didn't know they dated.
Yeah, I think they fucked. I don't know. I don't.
That's
really that's like, crude.
That'll be cut.
No, we'll keep it in.
No.
I didn't know he dated porn stars.
Well, okay, so he takes. There was a whole incident where he took provocative photos where like a porn star was wearing his outfit and doing, you know, it was quite open and public. Irrelevant. That's not the fun stuff.
That's how rumors start.
Yeah.
You say not porn from this podcast for Rob Gronkowski. Huh?
You said porn stars aren't the fun stuff. That is quite fun.
That is fun. So I'm going to double it up and say
porn stars have been known to do that.
Oh God.
This is what you're aiming for.
Yeah. So more of the dirty talk.
He recently appeared on WWE because he's good mates with Mojo Rawley, for anyone who's currently watching WWE. And he's facing off against Jinder.
These are people like...
I used to love
Stone Cold?
Wrestling.
Oh,
I used to love wrestling, watch it every week.
I think Jinder is Stone Cold with a ginger wig. It must be.
It's now really depressing how when people talk about wrestling, I don't know anyone. I know the guys that now like run it behind the scenes because apparently we're really old and all the ones we used to like when we were kids.
You mean like
now.
The producers of the TV show? Of the cameramen? What do you mean?
Well, they're just like, you know, Vince McMahon. Yeah, exactly. Like they're like become like, I think Triple H is now like the new Vince McMahon.
This isn't a WWE podcast.
Anyway, so yeah, so he appeared on that. He comes on, he shoulder barges a guy. The other guy, his mate wins, Mojo Rawley. Amazing. Gronk is on the wrestling. Number two, we got Jimmy Graham. In his spare time, this guy is 6'7" and he's one of the top class tight ends. He is a stunt pilot.
I did not know that.
He's a stunt pilot who owns 4 planes and when he retires, he's going to go for the Red Bull Championships. Incredible.
That's
you can see
amazing.
Videos online.
Yeah. What a man.
Genuinely did not know that.
Number one,
even more amazing. So this is Charles' favourite kicker. If anyone has a favourite kicker, Charles is a favourite kicker.
Who's Tucker? That? Tucker?
Justin Tucker.
He's my man.
So Justin Tucker...
Oh, I know your fact here.
He's a classically trained opera singer.
He is indeed.
He can sing in 7 different languages.
Yeah.
He's been asked to play in the Baltimore Symphony Orchestra and the New York Opera. And apparently he is just incredible.
Wow, a man of many talents.
Yeah, so that's what I've been looking
two.
At.
Or singing and kicking.
Languages.
Three. Yeah. Sorry, Justin. I apologise for undervaluing you.
That's many. I like that, Dan. That was my favourite bit of the podcast so far. Thank you for that. Okay, so we've got only a couple of segments left. We're moving on to the draft. So I think that we're gonna go for some funny draft stories. Basically, what is the draft? Let's start with that because I don't really know much about it. Charles, do you want to give us a quick minute on what the draft is?
Yeah. Well, the draft, not to be confused with the fantasy draft, which is where we essentially just pick players for our teams. The actual NFL draft is where teams pick the players that are coming out of college to play for their teams, essentially.
And isn't there a thing, JP, isn't there a thing where there's some nonsense about how if you're the best player, so you're the best player in college, right, you've done all the hard work, you're that guy who's going to get 16, you just go to the shittest team.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't be too happy with that.
No.
If I'm, you know, the best prospect in college, I've worked hard my whole life to become sort of the best player I can, I want to play for the best team.
I want to win a Super Bowl.
I don't want to go to the Browns.
Your team.
But that's the thing. If the Browns pick the best player, then it helps with, you know, keeping a level playing field. It stops it being like football where the top teams stay at the top year in, year out. So it...
Actually, you're right. I do like... This is what I do quite like about NFL, because in football, in the Premier League, you know, maybe not so right at the moment, but the past kind of few years, it's always been the same two or maybe three teams winning the league. In NFL,
this year it's just, you know, in the NFL it's just the Patriots every year, but
that's true. But it kind of, you get teams kind of doing well, and that I quite like that. And I guess that this is maybe one of the reasons for that.
Yeah, this,
and there's
this
salary capping.
Yeah,
is that a
helps
thing?
As well. So it basically means, like, unlike, you know, in soccer, Man City and Chelsea go and spend millions and billions. Teams can't do that in the NFL.
Millions and billions.
Yeah, exactly. You know, the better version of hundreds of thousands. But but so basically it means team, all, you can't buy your way to a championship, because every team can only spend a certain amount of money, and in fact kind of are encouraged to spend more up to the, you know, the same level. So it makes a general,
keeps it fair.
Yeah,
they actually have a limit. They have a lower limit of how much they can spend. Yeah. They have to.
You get
spend
punished if you spend
really
not enough. Yeah.
No way.
What happened with Joey Bosa last year? Didn't he, like, not play the first few games?
Yeah, so he held out.
He was the first pick for the San Diego Chargers at number three.
Yeah,
I think.
Third pick. Yeah. So he held out from training camp, refusing to train with his team. His mum was quite vocal on Twitter.
That's what you want, isn't it?
Yeah. She was stepping in,
mum's support.
Yeah.
A lot of it was contract related. He just kind of wanted more than he was given as the rookie minimum.
Right, okay.
But then he had a ridiculous season when he did join a bit later on. But maybe he could have had an even better season.
Who is that singer? Tom Odell. Did you hear about that? On a related note, Tom Odell, British singer-songwriter, did an album which wasn't great. And the NME, which is an English music kind of magazine, gave it like 0 out of 10, and his dad rang up the paper and was like, this is not on. I mean, it doesn't get much worse, does it? Literally, you thought 0 out of 10, that's as low as it can go.
Yeah.
Upsteps dad. Okay, so in this draft, who are we looking at? I have to be honest with the listeners. I mean, I love NFL, but not as much as you guys. I don't know as much about it. So I do not know one player that's going to get drafted. So I just want three names. One from each of you. Who am I looking out for? And maybe what club are they going to go to? What club? What team? Give me someone. Greeny, kick us off.
Okay, I'm going to go big body wide receiver, Mike Williams from Clemson.
From where? Clemson?
Clemson, which is in the state of South Carolina.
Okay. So, that's
why I like
it. He's been compared to Calvin Johnson, also called Megatron.
Yeah.
You throw the ball his way, he's going to catch it. It's going to be really exciting. Teams he might go to, you know, the Titans are looking like a good prospect for him.
They need a receiver.
They do need a receiver. Maybe the Tennessee Titans.
That was them.
That's
sorry,
said.
Did I just say them twice?
So it could be the Titans. It looks
the
like he's headed to Tennessee.
The Titans, yeah.
Might as well pack his bags now, JP.
Or the Buffalo Bills, sorry.
Okay.
I'm really excited to see Leonard Fournette and where he ends up. Fournette's, when I first started to get into NFL, he was the first real college player that I actually recognised, heard of, had seen. He'd run a ridiculous amount of yards, like 300 yard games, multiple touchdowns. So to actually see him at college and then go into the draft, I'm really excited to see sort of where he ends up and who he's going to play for.
Yeah, no, okay. Fair enough.
I will look out for him. And Charles, quickly on who you're looking for.
Well, I want to say two things. First of
please
all,
please just one.
Well,
Come on, struggle. I want you to struggle.
Okay, well, I'm gonna move away from the running back position because there are lots of very good running backs.
Mm.
But I'm gonna go for the tight end position, which is a very deep class. And like, there's a deep class.
I don't know what that means.
Class of tight end.
Yeah, that's really what we should have
called the podcast. God,
yeah, that just means there are
lots of them.
Yeah, in the pool of players coming out of college this year, there are a lot of very good tight ends.
What for the players who don't get drafted that are on the rim?
God.
Let's move on. But the best tight end prospect this year is a guy called OJ Howard. And
It's a good name. It's cool.
He sounds already like a born NFL star.
Yeah.
But yeah, basically he's a man mountain and freakishly quick for his size and strength. And basically he could potentially be the next.
Is he going to the Eagles?
Unlikely. No. They've already got Zach Ertz, who's pretty good at tight ends.
I like him.
I think, yeah, again, he could go to the Buffalo Bills, or he could go
to Tennessee.
I mean, to be honest, he could do a job at any team.
He could
do a job at any team in the NFL and really make a difference.
Okay, well, there we go. And I think you guys are going to be taking the day off to watch the draft, so you'll be tweeting and doing all that kind of stuff. So
absolutely.
Stay tuned for that. Okay, so the last segment of this first podcast is NFL fantasy draft and fantasy in general. So like we said, probably the reason why a lot of people in the UK get into it, the fantasy football is really good. It's a lot better than the kind of the soccer or the English football version. The draft itself is good fun. I remember Greeny renting out a floor of a pub once for us to do it. We had people Skyping in from Amsterdam and all this kind of thing. I mean, the tech didn't really work, but you know, it was fun.
The idea was good.
Yeah. It's never too early to talk about NFL fantasy. So should we have a quick overview of what it is, how it kind of works, and then maybe some funny stories? I don't know, what have we got? Who's going to kick us off? Jup? JP, that is?
Yeah, sure.
Tell us about what fantasy is.
Fantasy, I mean, it's literally just picking the players that you want in your team. So, you know, unlike the main draft where it's the players from college, these are the actual players in the NFL, and you build up your roster from the remaining players. So you'll get one pick each round. And
so you kind of get like a couple of quarterbacks, a bunch of wide receivers.
So you're picking the best players available to build up your whole roster.
Yeah, I think what makes it great is that, unlike, you know, Premier League fantasy, is that where everyone has the same team event pretty much because they just get, I like all the good players.
Yeah.
It's a draft system. And so if you get a player, no one else has that player. So you kind of have
Every team is unique.
Exactly. So, and it's just, you know, and you really have a sense of kind of ownership over the players, and it means you can do really fun things like trading. And
I think for me, the red zone kind of works well with it, doesn't it? So red zone in the UK is, you know, there's that really American guy who, to be fair, does a great job. He's quite fun, Scott Hansen. He kind of sits
the Jeff
there.
Jeff Stelling of America.
Exactly. And he kind of talks about, what is it, like 7 hours of advertising, free entertainment, all that kind of stuff.
It's essentially a live match of the day. You're just watching non-stop
just touchdown
action.
Touchdown big hit touchdown fumble.
You don't watch any, like, because that's the thing. I mean, a lot of people get put off by NFL because of the amount of adverts and how stop start it is, but watching red zone, you really have that takes away that whole thing, because as soon as something, you know, as soon as one game stops and it goes to another game, and it's just non-stop action for, you know, from 6 o'clock on a Sunday evening until you go to bed. And it's really
what
fun
it also
to watch.
Means though for UK fans, which obviously we are, is that you end up wanting to stay up, or you wake up in the middle of the night to check if your kicker's got those 10 points so that you've beaten Charles and you don't have to hear him gloating for the next week on Facebook. Yeah,
unfortunately, it didn't happen very often that I lost last year, but
or if you're me, you just get videos of our friends in the US smiling, laughing, and shouting abuse after they've beaten me. So
that's equally as fun.
We've actually had a lot of interest from our followers on Twitter about doing a podcast league.
Okay. So how could that work? We all do a team, us four, and then we have some people joining us?
I'd say there would be a Bites team.
Could you imagine the arguments that Charles would do my head in? He'd want full control.
Maybe we have two teams. My team and your guy. You can have a team.
So, yeah, depending on the level of interest, we could do a 10, 12, 14-man team. And, yeah, so, guys, if anyone's interested...
If there's anyone actually listening...
Yeah, exactly. If you've made it this far, give us a tweet.
Yeah,
let us know you're interested, and, you know, we'll get a league going.
And even if you've never played NFL fantasy before, get involved. I've played with a lot of people in the last year who have played maybe English fantasy league, English Premier League fantasy, yeah, or have never even done any form of fantasy sports teams or leagues, they've had an amazing time. They've really enjoyed it. And they've actually, one of them has even won the league. So you don't have to have any prior experience.
It's a great way of getting into NFL, yeah, as we've already stated, yeah, exactly, earlier. It's a great way of learning.
It's how you find out who the players are, who they play for, what the positions are. It's really good fun.
Is it as good as the fantasy golf that me and Greeny did one year, where we both just picked Jordan Spieth every week?
How is Tony Finau doing?
He's actually doing pretty well, to be honest. We won't talk about that. I think we'll talk about fantasy a bit more as the weeks come on. It will certainly be a running theme, so stay tuned for that. And I think that's kind of where we're going to leave it for today. We've probably been chatting for hours. I don't even know. Charlie, are you able to tell us if we've been going for too long?
About 50 minutes or so.
15?
50.
Okay. Yeah. Well, that's
probably
bang on.
Quick trivia question for you guys, if you're up for it.
Oh my god.
So, you guys have got to tell me the team that you think has, in their draft picks, selected the most players to go into the Pro Bowl that year since 2002.
Ooh. Well, as rookies?
Charles is so excited.
Wow.
Wait. So, rookies to have gone to the Pro Bowl since 2002.
Yeah. Which team has done that the most?
I just wouldn't even know. It's like Denver Broncos for me.
I mean, yes. Yeah,
just
it's
name a team.
Very tough question. Seattle Seahawks.
Green.
I'm going to go Pittsburgh Steelers.
That's a good shout.
I'm going to go Titans.
Because that's where everyone goes.
You're all wrong.
Oh, good.
That was a very strong likelihood.
Charlie?
It's the Cowboys.
The Cowboys. Oh. I was thinking of the Cowboys.
Because they've just got like Dak and Zeke.
Mainly because of last year.
Very popular team. You know, it's kind of a popularity contest to begin with. And yeah, it's the Cowboys.
That's a really strong point.
Fair play.
Charlie, you should be on this podcast. That was genuinely the best part of it. Okay, so I think just to sign off, I'll say find us on Twitter at Brits_endzone, or you can email us at BritsEndzone@gmail.com. I don't know if anyone checks that. I'm joking. They do. JP does. Charles probably tries to and he changed the password. So from all of us, I think that's goodbye, and tune in next week or whenever we put
listening.
It out. Cool.
All right, bye everyone.
See you guys.
And let's look forward to the draft.
We've ended it, Charles.